AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Columbus, Ohio, a man pleaded not guilty to charges he traveled to Syria and trained with terrorists, then returned to the U.S. with plans to attack a military base in Texas or a prison. Sam Szymanski is Abderrahman Sheikh Mohammed's attorney.
This young man, 23 years of age, from Somalia, comes here, loses a brother in a war in Syria that had nothing to do with the United States. And what impact that had on him is known only to him.
Prosecutor Doug Squire says Mohammed's intent for the United States was to kill Americans, including U.S. military, police, and anyone in uniform. A teenager is under arrest in Nashville, accused of threatening schools in Tennessee, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. A high school in Nashville had to be closed yesterday so a bomb squad and canines could go through the campus. President Obama wants Republicans in Congress to stop delaying the vote on his nominee for attorney general. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president says Loretta Lynch has now waited longer than the seven prior attorney general nominees combined. He says the five-month holdup is unconscionable.
Enough. Call Loretta Lynch for a vote. Get her confirmed. Put her in place. Let her do her job. This is embarrassing.
Obama tells reporters only political gamesmanship explains what's happened to his proposed replacement for Eric Holder. Some Republicans oppose Lynch because she won't break with Obama on his immigration actions, but a vote's also gotten snarled in a dispute over abortion language in a human trafficking bill. Mark Smith at the White House.
Oklahoma is the first state in the country to allow the use of nitrogen gas in carrying out executions if lethal injection is ruled unconstitutional or the drugs are unavailable. A rough end of the week on Wall Street. Worries about Greece's shaky finances. At Investors Shaky, the Dow lost 279 points. This is AP Radio News. At the White House, President Obama is marking National Poetry Month by saying words are central to who we are.
Poetry, like all art, gives shape and texture and depth of meaning to our lives. It helps us know the world. It helps us understand ourselves.
The president says if you want to understand America, read poems from Walt Whitman and Langston Hughes. Tim McGraw is defending his decision to headline a concert in Connecticut. It's a benefit for a Sandy Hook group organized by families of those shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut in 2012. Critics call it a gun control fundraiser. Tim McGraw said in a statement to the Washington Post, there is no contradiction between gun ownership and supporting Sandy Hook Promise. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.